Hello, it's Peter Kirkpatrick.
Peter Kirkpatrick.
Welcome to The Backstage Pass.
The Backstage Pass. On Airway.
Today I've chosen to talk to you about a song crafted by one of the great wizards of music production. This is Eye in the Sky by the Alan Parsons Project, released in 1982.
I am the eye in the sky.
The story of this song is that of Alan Parsons. Born in London, he developed a keen interest in music at a very young age and learned to play the piano and the guitar. But what really fascinated him more than anything else were the reel-to-reel tape recorders, microphones, mixing consoles, and all the sound production equipment. His dream was to become a sound engineer and produce albums for others. At the tender age of 18, he joined the renowned Abbey Road Studios in London as an intern. During that time, the Beatles were recording their album, Let It Be. His passion, availability, and talent won him the sympathy and trust of the Fab Four. Soon after that, it was Pink Floyd who entrusted him with the production of one of their greatest albums of all time, the ultimate achievement for a sound engineer, The Dark Side of the Moon. Quite a feat. Now, at Abbey Road Studio, Alan Parsons met the lyricist named Eric Wolfson. They decided to form a band, and they simply called it the Alan Parsons Project. Now, Wolfson was an avid gambler, and he frequented casinos. He couldn't help but notice that the ceilings of the gaming rooms were adorned with spherical surveillance cameras that seemed to watch over you like Eye in the Skies. And that is simply how they come to write Eye in the Sky, which become one of the most iconic songs of the 1980s pop era.
Airwave.
The Backstage Pass.
Reached number one in many countries around the world on its release in 1982. Eye in the Sky is a hit that's still loved today.
So find another fool like before.